That was an easy one. We answered in unison as we had to our teachers in every grade since kindergarten.
Death, sir!
He nodded.
That's right. If any of you are caught, you'll be executed. And you will not be revived, not even to hang you a few more times for fun. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, veteran.
That's good.
He looked back to Centurion Graves, who nodded. We were quickly broken up into 5 teams and sent into the mines. For some reason, my team didn't get deployed until last. Veteran Harris was the only leader left standing with us, except for Centurion Graves himself. Carlos and I exchanged alarmed glances. We'd been rewarded with the gracious presence of Harris again? The truth, when we realized it fully, was worse than that. Centurion Graves suited up in combat armor and marched into the portal, with Harris trailing him. He looked over his shoulder at Carlos and me. His face instantly darkened.
What are you two dogs waiting for? Get your butts over here and open the door for the Centurion.
We rushed forward, unable to believe our good fortune. We were to be personally led into the tunnels by Graves and Harris. It was the best of everything. Chapter 12. The interior was dark and forbidding. When they'd said this world was high in metals, they hadn't been kidding around. The upper crust was silicate matter, rocks and sand, but down here it was mostly metal and carbon mixed with rock. Graphite and melted iron was everywhere, fused into the walls in silvery gray lines. The portal itself was insanely thick and apparently solid steel. When the portal shut with a tremendous clang, at least a meter of metal stood between us and the hot surface of the world.
You know what that is, McGill? Carlos asked me. The sound of doom.
Shut up, Carlos, I said without looking at him.
Keep in mind, Graves was saying, addressing everyone on the team, we're now cut off from radio contact. Once you go underground anywhere on Steel World, there's very little radio range. The metals interfere too much.
There were about 10 of us circled together just inside the portal. Graves was the only one who didn't look nervous. We formed up, and I tried to get close to Natasha. I liked her company and was already planning pleasant things to say to her. Veteran Harris squashed my plans by waving me forward. I moved up the column and took a position on the right flank. He smiled and waved harder. I knew what he meant. I was taking point. It was a thing between the veteran and me, I realized that now. He liked putting me into danger. He wanted to see me die a few extra times. Not having any other way to deal with it, I decided to pretend I didn't care. So far, that hadn't been working.
Pair them up, Centurion Graves said.
Harris ran his eyes over the rest of us. They came to rest on Carlos, and his smile turned into a grin.
Let's see if you can keep quiet in enemy territory. Partner up with McGill.
Moments later, Carlos and I found ourselves ahead of our little patrol team. Since we were the last team to enter, I could see the flashing lights and hear the tapping feet of the other teams ahead. I started to relax. If there was going to be trouble, surely they would run into it before we did. My relief was short-lived.
We're going to spread out, Centurion Graves announced to the team. Each team is to cover a different level. In case you're wondering, we're covering the bottom level, the one labeled incomplete on your tappers.
We all checked our tappers, making sure they were in working order. When you had your suit on, the normal screen embedded just under the skin was naturally covered up, but Legion Varus had an easy workaround for that. The smart cloth immediately over the tapper relayed the glowing data onto the surface of the fabric. The system worked pretty well, but occasionally you had to peck at it 2 or 3 times to get a tap to register when your sleeve wasn't perfectly smooth. I crouched and brought up my mapping screen on my arm. I tapped at a little red down arrow until I was at a level of the map that displayed incomplete, and I frowned. There were tunnels down there, but nothing like the higher levels. They trailed off, and many of them had dashed lines. I turned back to Harris. Veteran, what do the dashed lines mean?
Those are flooded zones, cave-ins, he shrugged. Areas that are full of rubble. Incomplete means not finished yet.
How do we get down there?
Carlos asked, looking this way and that down the long, echoing tunnels. Elevators are dead ahead, but we're not going that way. They shut them down because no one wanted to give the enemy an easy way to move around. We'll take the tubes. They're over there.
I followed his pointing finger with my eyes. I saw the mouth of the tubes, which resembled two black holes like eye sockets in a skull. They were cut into the wall of the tunnel we were in, and they appeared to go down into nothingness. We found junk everywhere as we moved forward. Broken tools and machines with power meters registering zero lined the dusty walls. There was a small pile of helmets shaped like a saurian's head, and a few scattered bullets rolled around under our boots. I moved forward, my eyes behind my rifle. I aimed my rifle down the shaft and looked around using the night vision scope. I could see movement.
Someone's down there, I reported.
But they look friendly.
Should be, Harris said in my ear. Most of the teams are using the shafts to reach their assigned levels.
I looked back at Harris. Do we rappel down, or...
Just jump in there, you'll float down.
I almost did it, but hesitated. Carlos frowned and glared back at Harris.
You're trying to kill us right off, veteran?
Oh, sorry, Harris said, coming forward. You're supposed to take this and put it under your feet first.
He reached over and grabbed a pair of disc-like things out of a barrel. He handed one to each of us.
Careful not to flip over, he said, giving us a little grin.
Centurion Graves shouldered forward. He appeared to be annoyed with Harris and at us for causing a delay.
Here, put them on like this, he said impatiently, demonstrating. They're built for saurians, but they'll hold a human if you balance right. You boys ever ride a skateboard?
We shook our heads. He cursed in disgust and told us it was just like surfing or skiing. I didn't have the heart to tell him I hadn't done a lot of either in the hills of Georgia, and I could tell Carlos, who was from the Chicago Mega Habs, didn't know what to make of it either. As recruits, it was our job to obey rather than to complain, at least when our superiors were listening. We put the damned hubcap-looking things on our feet and stepped off into the shaft. At the last minute, Harris gave me a little shove.
You're taking too long, he said.
I cursed and wobbled, but soon achieved balance and found myself falling at a moderate rate. Carlos came down after me.
The water's fine, sirs, I called up to them. Come on down.
We will. Get down there and secure the LZ. We're going all the way to the bottom.
I heard them fooling with their gear up above us. The sounds of scraping metal and gritty crunching noises faded as we fell farther and farther. We passed openings in the shaft as we dropped. Sometimes we saw lights and heard troops talking. Our men had spread out all over the mine.
Why don't we exit the shaft and have a look below first?
Carlos asked me.
You heard the man, I told him. All the way to the bottom.
We kept falling. At about the seventh or eighth level, I saw a bright, stabbing beam of light coming at us from the side shaft. We aimed our weapons in that direction, but I wasn't sure how we could defend ourselves while riding these hubcap things. I figured they'd probably tip over from the recoil if we fired, but we aimed them all the same.
Hold on! Friendly!
Shouted a female voice. We drifted down, and the owner of the voice peeked out at us.
Hi, Inga,
Carlos said. I didn't recognize the girl, but she waved at us as we drifted down.
Don't go down too far, she said. I hear it's bad down there.
Thanks for the tip,
Carlos said unhappily. We kept dropping. Once we heard the chatter of snap rifle fire in the distance. Twice I could have sworn someone screamed or at least shouted in pain. There wasn't much we could do. We had our orders. Eventually we crunched down onto a surface of rough grit. It wasn't quite sand. It was more like a mixture of ground-up granite and metal shavings. I struggled and ended up sitting on my ass while I tried to pry the dish off my foot. Carlos came over and flipped a tiny sliding switch on the rim of the hubcap. Instantly, it sprang off my foot.
Magnets, I guess, he said.
I nodded and climbed to my feet. He waited for me and let me exit the shaft first. He It was dark down here. Up on higher levels, there had always been light. Now there was nothing but a dim, bluish glow. The light seemed to come from strips on the roof of the tunnels. I supposed it was some lizard's idea of emergency lighting.